Welcome back to Afternoons Live. I love that song. That's a real throwback to our high school days, Eric.
I am in. Like, we're hitting it hard. I dig this.
Yeah. This is Dane DeCray. I'm in for Afternoons Live, replacing Tyler Axness. He was replacing Joel this week. Joel's out east raising money for his governor bid that he's definitely announcing on Monday. You heard it here first from me. He can't get out of it. So good luck, Joel. We hope you raise that money. We are now in the fourth segment of my second show. And based on these Joel Heidkamp quips, maybe my last show. So we're going to go out with a bang here. I have a man on. His name is Eric Piala. Eric is perhaps the nicest, most enthusiastic man I have ever met. He worked with my wife when they were at co-schedule. She would come home and tell me stories about how much he just loves life, and then I would bring her back down to reality with how much I complain about it. And so when I was thinking of a show this time, I wanted to have this juxtaposition. And I have to give my wife credit. I hope she's listening. Our kids are at home, so maybe she's not. But she called the segment Downer Dane, an Enthusiastic Eric.
She's a marketer at heart. You got to love it. You got to love it. You got to brand something.
That is so perfect. I couldn't write it myself. And so what this is going to be, and this is going to sound like it's going to take a long time, but I promise it's going to fly by. Eric and I are going to go back and forth, and I'm going to tell you all the things that are bothering me about Fargo-Moorhead, and Eric is going to tell you the things that he loves. And some of them that we might know or they might cross up, we're going to see where this goes. I don't know what's going to happen, but if there's anyone that can help me carry this conversation, it's Eric. So before we go ahead, Eric, you know, introduce yourself, agree with what I just said, or let's have some fun with this.
Oh, this is great. Hey, I don't know if anyone's heard of this thing called Strength Finders, this HR thing where they identify your top strengths. And the funny story about this positivity you're talking about. So one of my top strengths is positivity. And I remember telling my wife, who reminds me a lot of you, ironically, Dane. And the first thing she says, hey, one of my top five strengths is positivity. She says, what a waste of a strength. So, I am probably the lone person that's positive in the family. And I'm ready to match your negativity, Dane. So let's bring it.
All right. I am going to go big on the first one. And then you're going to have to dig deep. So we live in Moorhead. And to get downtown to Fargo, you always have to go down 8th Street by Concordia, by Moorhead State. And on 8th Street, there is a McDonald's that I am in a two-year fight with. These guys, I don't think their ice cream machines ever worked. And I know that's a running joke at all McDonald's, but you at least every once in a while get a McFlurry at a McDonald's. These folks have never had their ice cream machine working. I don't think they have one. I think they cut costs and they just are telling us that at this point.
I'm picturing your kids just crying because that's the only reason you go to McDonald's, right? Kids meal and some ice cream. Or is this really about you, Dane? Are you a lover? Because by the way, there is an iconic legendary Dairy Queen like a block or two from this McDonald's. So there's got to be something about the ice cream at McDonald's that you love, Dane. I don't get it.
Well, it's both, right? So the funniest part is Sev, our oldest son, he has taken to telling people, don't go to that McDonald's. He doesn't know where the other ones are, but, oh, we don't go to that McDonald's. And the other part for me is that it doesn't matter what coffee you order, you're getting a plain black coffee. You want an Americano? Sure. I'll charge you for it, and you get a plain black coffee. And it just absolutely blows. It doesn't matter who the person is or what time of day. It's like even a broken clock is right twice a day, and McDonald's on 8th Street can't get that.
I don't know. I think part of this is your fault. I feel like your expectations for McDonald's is way too high if you're going there for artisan ice cream and coffee, Dane. I don't know, just a heads up.
Maybe, but have you seen the price? This is going to become the old man show now. The prices. The prices at McDonald's, it is artisan food at this point. So, you know, maybe when I was a kid on the dollar menu, like you get what you pay for, but if it's $8 for this Happy Meal, I expect some, you know, pretty high-end stuff.
That's fair.
So my first one of my complaints is the 8th Street Moorhead McDonald's.
It's a legit gripe.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will see your McDonald's gripe and I will raise you something I love about Fargo. I was thinking about this segment and I'm like, you know, what are some of the really cool, kitschy things that I love? And what I love is that if you ask, I could go be man on the street right now, downtown Fargo, and I could say, hey, what's your favorite pizza joint in Fargo? It's not going to be Rhombus. It's not going to be Spicy Pie. It's going to be, you know, I really love that Casey's Pizza. Because the pinnacle of Fargo pizza is gas station pizza. I don't care if it's Pizza Corner or if it's Casey's. And you know what? I love that. That is like the epitome of Fargo vibe right there.
And it's funny you say that because we always talk about getting it. And then because we're not from here, my wife or I originally, it's very hard to be like, oh yeah, let's go to get the gas station pizza for the best stuff.
Yeah, you break out the chinaware, you set the table, we're going to have a fancy dinner tonight, kids. Right.
The in-laws are here.
The in-laws are here. Let's show them how we do things.
Right.
I love that.
Right. And I love that Casey's like leaned in, like their commercials are like, check out how cheesy this is. Look at this. And I'm like, look, good for you guys, because I would never think to get gas station pizza, but I also think it's because our metro is growing. Like, I've talked about Enderlin probably too much on the show, but my cousin, we used to go to the Shop and Fuel for their gourmet pizza.
Hey.
That's a concession. That's the gas station of Enderlin.
I don't know if that's uniquely Fargo or Midwest, but I absolutely love that. In the same vein that I love that you can go to an Olive Garden at 2 o'clock on a Monday and you're still going to wait 30 minutes to get in. There's just the idiosyncrasies of this city and their love of just random food. I love it. It's who we are. It's part of the people. It's part of our culture, and I dig it. I dig it.
Yeah, it's like it's jumped the Rubicon of from guilty pleasure to pleasure. Like, you know, you try to shame, like, you know, it's like the Marilyn Haggerty story. Like, you try to shame her for her Olive Garden thing. Like, no way. We're going to lean in, and, like, Anthony Bourdain's going to come on for her defense. So, like, right. We're quintessentially Midwest, and, you know, maybe it's a little bit, like, a hokey, but...
Yeah.
Hey. You're warming. Be careful. You're warming my heart, and I don't. That's not the part of the segment. So
I'm gonna get you by the end of this segment. Say, you better watch yourself.
Three sizes larger, folks. All right, my number two. This is oddly specific, and I will preface it with my wife and I love thrift store shopping, and we love going all over the city. Yeah, but we have found that the Savers, which is down by the West Acres Mall, have the best secondhand vintage t-shirts that exist. We hit it up monthly. And every time when I don't need more shirts, I come home with more shirts. I also, and here it is, come home with a smell on my hands that you will only know if you thrift. It's one of those, you know, if you know, you know. It lives with you. No matter how many times they wash it, no matter what, there's a thrift store smell that I absolutely loathe.
You know, I feel like it's part of what you're paying for, Dane, is that, you
whoa,
know,
whoa.
It's the smell of someone's trash becoming someone else's treasure. And you really, I think that's priceless, right? I mean, it's kind of like, it's like the Folgers commercials. You should know the Savers. You're like, smells like a deal.
But what's weird to me is you can go to a different, like, I swear they have all the same bad laundry then, because you would think that it would be one smell for Savers and one smell in Valley City, but no, it's the exact same smell. And I dare any thrifter out there to call in and tell me that you know better. We are 30 seconds away. I am halfway through my list. You are one behind me. If you guys want to call in or text in, you let me know if you have gripes yourself, and if we have time, and we'll make time, we'll pick the best one out, and we'll talk about it. You good for one little more time with me?
Let's bring it.
All right, guys. Afternoons Live. This is Dane DeCray replacing Tyler Axness. But it's all in good fun. We're a little bit behind because there's just so many things I hate and so many things Eric loves. So he is up. Eric, you are up on your second thing you love about Fargo-Moorhead.
All right. What I love, I live in the big cities. It takes forever to get anywhere. I love that in West Fargo is where I live. I can get any errand I need to run, I can do it in under 6.5 minutes. If I need a pork chop, thank you, Hornbacher's. If I need an air filter, thank you, O'Reilly's. If I need a haircut, MJ Capelli's waiting for me. I need to go to church. Oh, that's 3 minutes away. I need to get a nautical bowl. That's there too. I tell you what, it's so convenient. Oh, if I need a car wash, there's 15 of them within two blocks. Right. And that, my friend, is what I love about Fargo.
It's funny you say that, too, because Leah's mom is staying with us right now to help with the new baby. And her brother lives in Edina. And they always tell her, like, oh, yeah, Owen, their nephew's game is only a little bit away. And she's like, it's 45 minutes. It's like the biggest North Dakota gripe. She's like, you might as well be in, you know, Grand Forks by now. And they're thinking like, oh man, Owen's game's a breeze away. So this is exactly North Dakota.
You gotta agree with that, right? I mean, I know you've been kind of grumpy here, but you gotta love how close. I mean, I get crabby when I gotta drive more than 10 minutes anywhere. I'm like, this is BS.
I have lived in big cities too. And I tell people, like, for 30 minutes a day, Fargo feels big. And I start to complain about that. Like, oh, I'm down on 13th or by the mall. I'm like, what's going on with this traffic? And then I'm like, calm down, Brad DeCray, my dad. Like, we live in Moorhead. I love that anywhere, it's even less than that. It's always, like, calm. I mean, you know, the big city is great for some things. Yep. But, you know, we are so close to being a big city. And then we have all these benefits. So, like, my cold, dead heart loves lots of lane room.
I knew I was going to turn you.
Yeah, you're winning. Yeah. All right, my last one, and this is mostly for people who have kids. You will know this. There is this, like, bounce emporium called Sky Zone. And this isn't unique to Sky Zone, so I'm not saying only Sky Zone. Northern Air, I think, is in Grand Forks. Leah's from there, my wife. When you go there, and you inevitably have to bounce with your son, even though you don't want to because you're old and creaky, you have to rent their socks, okay? Number one, that is an insane proposition. Number two, they try to tell you that they have, like, these bottom things, like the stickiness, as if you become Spider-Man when you put these socks on. Worse, they charge you for it.
Of course.
Like, it's one thing to say, you have to wear my socks, but it's another, like, I'm not going out there. It's not the Olympics. It's not tumbling, folks. Like, I don't need the nonstick when I'm throwing a dodgeball at an 11-year-old when I shouldn't be playing the game, okay? Like, let's tone it down on these sock rules at the Sky Zone.
It's like the best business model. Yeah, come jump on our trampolines, but you're going to have to jump on our socks. Why? Don't worry about it. They're orange. You're going to love them.
Yeah. And you can, like, take them home, and they're like, don't worry. Bring it back the next time. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to make sure I put them in my certain sock drawer for my trampoline activities for next time.
Yeah, I get it. You go to a bowling alley. I'm not going to keep a pair of bowling shoes handy, but I got plenty of socks I can jump in.
Yeah, it is an odd little... I'm on to you, big trampoline. Like, I'm on to you. I know where you're going with this, and I'm taking a stand.
The jig is up.
Yeah, I'm going to put tape on the bottom of my socks and say, I'm just fine.
You're turning me nuts, because here I am, this positive guy, and you got me griping about, because you're right. I'm a dad, I got two kids, and I've got more random pairs of Sky Zone socks than I know what to do with.
Yeah.
Got blue ones and orange ones.
All the ones you were going to bring back.
Correct.
Well, I have more. I always have more. I know you do too. We're running short on time. The next time I'm on, maybe we make this reoccurring.
Hey.
Thank you so much. I didn't know where this was going
to
go.
Hey, I got a lot of love to share, a lot of positivity to give out there. So anytime you want to talk about the great things of Fargo, I'm your guy.
It's a real yin and yang. And, you know, in all honesty, I think the other shows show it. I think that it's a great community. You know, we didn't know what we were getting into when we moved here. Neither of us are from here, and we're not going anywhere. So, Eric Piala, my heart is three sizes larger thanks to you. I will see you next time I guest host.
Great to be here. Thanks so much, Dane.
All right, Afternoons Live. This is Dane DeCray filling in, not replacing, Tyler Axness.